What's happening with you? Where are you? Where are you going?
I'm actually on the way to, I don't like to say stores because I'm never sure if they're sponsors or not. So I'm going out to run some errands. My son's birthday party is on Sunday and we have to go get loot bags.
What? You're a real person just like the rest of us.
Yes, yes, I am. I am now. I what's that line from Goodfellas? I'm just a schnook like everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. So Dollarama, is that where you're going?
No, I'm not going to Dollarama. We try to do something a little bit different with the loot bags. Like last year we gave gift certificates to an ice cream store, and this year we're thinking of doing it like Bulk Barn or something like that.
That sounds great.
It's actually good. You know what? It sounds bad. All we do is we give a little bit of candy, and then we give a gift certificate. So, believe me, it's not as lame as it sounds.
Okay, I trust you. Why can't I find your 31 thoughts? I can find the podcast to listen to. Do you even write one anymore? How is
it? I wrote one this week.
I can't find it on the website. You got to talk to somebody. It should be front and center, right at the top.
You know, just Google it. Elliot Friedman, 31 Thoughts will come up.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to the website people. That's too infuriating.
I know. I can't talk to you about the Maple Leafs because we've talked about it a couple times this morning because they win again last night and Morgan Rielly is doing something that hasn't been done in 100 years, but the people here just turned ferocious on the fan feedback line, so I can't talk to you about it.
Oh, I get it. I totally get it. Like last night, Chris Johnston tweeted out that Morgan Rielly has more points. The only guy with as many points as Rielly in the first five games as on defense is Bobby Orr. And, like, you should just see, even my friends are texting me, like, you, and they like the Leafs. Like, you guys are making us sick with all these stats.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Even the, like you know, like these are guys who like the Leafs. They're like, oh my God, I'm so sick of hearing about all this stuff. So if you like them and you're sick of it, like my buddies are, I can only imagine why you guys out there in Alberta who hate Ontario just because feel about all this.
Yeah. Well, you're right. So we can't and we won't.
Although I got to tell you, I know people tomorrow night, they're playing Washington. I know. And Washington got murdered last night by New Jersey. I had one guy this morning. He lives in Calgary. He says, he's a friend of mine. He goes, I hope the Capitals kill them tomorrow. And I'm just laughing. Like, what are you going to do? You just laugh at that. But I think all of Canada, like Washington is Canada's team tomorrow, I think.
I like it. I mean, that's the one thing. I feel like whenever you have someone wearing the black hat, we talk about in the playoffs, it's better to have those teams that you'd really... Because I feel like right now there are people who will loathe the Leafs more than they want to cheer for their own team right now.
And you know what? That's good. Like, and you know, I know, I hope this doesn't get your listener line all fired up, but the NHL needs a relevant Toronto team, not only because of the people who like them, but because of the people who hate them. Like, this is almost the perfect scenario. And it's like, you know, you need the Leafs. You don't want them boring. You want them at least give everybody a reason to either love them or hate them, and that's what they're doing right now.
Well, I'm glad we're not talking about the Leafs, so
yeah,
at the very least. Vegas Golden Knights, tough start, 1-4. Has the Lightning gone out of the bottle?
Too soon to say. You know, the one thing that they really did do is they altered the chemistry of the team. There's no question about that. And last year, the Golden Knights had some magic to them. There's no, you know, you take a look at everything they did. It was special. Those players clearly got along really well. And now this year, you've made some changes. And, you know, one of the things I always wonder about, years ago I did a piece on Buffalo. And, you know, it was when Terry Pegula first bought the team. And they went out and spent big money on, you know, Ville Leino and Tyler Myers and Christian Ehrhoff. And some of the guys who'd been there for a while, like Jason Pominville and Derek Roy, they admitted that it affected the chemistry in their room. And if you look this year, you know, James Neal, they wouldn't give him a fifth year, and he ended up obviously in Calgary. And, you know, Paul Stastny got a contract from them. Max Pacioretty got a contract from them. They were short-term contracts, but they got contracts done, and they were higher AAV than Marchessault. They haven't. They've battled with Carlson over term. You know, I do kind of wonder if Dean, they fiddled around with the chemistry there a bit, and it is part of the problem. I mean, last year everything went Vegas's way. It's a good team, but everything went their way, and they're being tested right now.
We were talking this morning because, as you can imagine, out here we talk about Vancouver. And they're going to be terrible. They're not going to be good. They might finish last in the West, all of this. And then the Flames lose to them on the opening night of the season. And then last night, they go into Tampa Bay and beat the Lightning. It's, like you say, it's way too soon to say. But could we possibly be wrong about Vancouver being one of the worst teams in the West?
You know, I think that it's early. I mean, the one thing that they have is they have... This was an organization that was really worried that they were not going to be able to score, and they didn't have top six offensive talent. And what they have now is they have a guy there who looks like he's a driver. And you know, you guys have a driver in Goudreau. When he's going and he's going well, you guys can score, and he makes everybody better. And Pettersson looks like that. He's not playing with Besser, who until this year was their most dangerous forward, but still, you know, he's creating and he's causing headaches for other teams. The way this league is going right now, Dean, is it's skill's going to win. Like this week, you know, when watching Toronto, and I know your guys hate that. This is a league right now where you're going to need elite skill to win. And it looks like they've got a guy like that, a guy who's a driver, a guy who can make people better, a guy with elite skill. I don't know if it means they're going to be better this year than we thought. They might still have trouble in the long run. But I think what it does mean is that they have a guy there who is going to be a cornerstone for them for a long time, who's probably a lot better than a lot of us realized.
Elliot Friedman is our NHL insider here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Elliot, unlike my co-host, I have read 31 Thoughts, actually.
That's cool. Yeah, it's good, Brent. I appreciate that.
the first thought is on Sam Bennett and the teams who have inquired about him over the last couple of years. Has anything ever been real close with Sam Bennett making his way out of Calgary?
Well, first of all, Brent, I would say it's a breath of fresh air. I'm not used to radio hosts in Calgary doing prep work before I come on.
See, just you can't help yourself.
You know, I have to say that I don't get the sense that it's ever been close, like to the point where it was actually imminent. I think they've gone far down the road at times. I think there are situations where maybe people thought they were getting close to a deal, but I don't think that it's ever been at a point where anyone ever said we're about to get this done. I think at the end of the day, the Flames have always looked at what happened with Taylor Hall in Edmonton and said, yeah, I'm not sure we really want to do this. And I think they're still kind of in that point right now. I think what's happened up the road has really influenced the Flames' decisions when it comes to Bennett.
I mean, always avoid being like Edmonton at all costs, right? With the also in this, the talk of Alex Edler, where we've talked about the Canucks being maybe better than we thought they were going to be. Is he still someone you think that could be on the trading block come deadline time?
Well, you know, like last year, Tampa liked Edler, and I believe they went to him, and he just said, look, I don't want to leave. And he's got control over that situation. He's got a no-trade clause, and he's been adamant over the years that he really likes it there and doesn't want to go anywhere. And I do think his contract is up this year. He retains the power, and I do think at some point, you know, especially if you look at how much he's playing. I actually didn't check last night how much he played, but he was 12th in the league at over 25 minutes in the first week and a bit of the season. You know, a guy like that, there's going to be interest in, particularly if they fall off the pace. But I think the biggest question is going to be, does he want to go? And I think there are teams, like, if I was Vancouver and we get to this point, I'd be going to him and saying, you know, Alex, can we work out a nudge-nudge, wink-wink extension? And you go and you come back. But there's no guarantees. It doesn't happen very often. And I think teams will even take a chance on that, even if they know they're getting him as a rental, just to get an asset. And I think there will be interest in Edler. I just don't know if he's going to have any interest in moving. He's shown no interest in that so far.
Great game last night between Winnipeg and Nashville.
Yes.
They picked up right where they left off, and we always talk about regular season games sometimes. Oh, it had a playoff atmosphere. And then you get to the playoffs, like, no, that was not close to a playoff atmosphere. Again, really cool to see two teams that have a very strong dislike. It started immediately.
Yeah, it did. It was fun to watch. Like, that was a great game to watch. And, you know, as I said this morning when I was doing my hit in Toronto, Don Cherry has a saying, if you allow fighting, they'll have to build more seats in the arenas. And those people in Nashville, they weren't unhappy with what they saw last night. Like, while there were line brawls going on, that building was going crazy. And, you know, I did laugh. Myers was hilarious when he got that misconduct for Joe clapping at the referee after the eighth penalty in a row.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. I totally understood the penalty, but I was laughing. You know, the regular season, sometimes it misses the hate. You know, we don't like the playoffs. You never have to worry about the intensity. But I do think one of the biggest things that has changed in the game in 20 years is the hate is less in the regular season than it used to be. And I think when you have games where the hate is back, it stands out. And that was the case last night in Nashville.
Having fun. That's also a part, because, again, I never miss your 31 thoughts. Talking about having fun.
Yeah, of course. You've got it up right now. Eh?
Having fun in the game, right, Elliot?
Yes. And that was, I don't think what Myers was doing was having fun.
No.
You know what's interesting about that was, so when Matthews and Kane had, Patrick Kane had their big putting their hands to the ear thing the other night in Chicago.
Yeah.
One of the things that Kane said to the referee, it was say that post game, was that the referee said to him, you know, should we have called a penalty on Matthews for unsportsmanlike conduct? And I was like, come on, are you serious? So I kind of looked into it, and I was told that, first of all, I'm glad they didn't call that penalty. And secondly, I looked into it, and I was kind of told that I think the way they kind of look at it is, if it happens by the bench, the opponent bench, they will call that. But otherwise, I think they recognize that that's not necessary to be a penalty. And I'm glad that, you know, people kind of see it that way. Because when I saw that quote from Patrick Kane, I wanted to follow it up. And, you know, I was told that shouldn't be a penalty. And I think that's the right call. Like, we're trying to have fun here. We talk about, how do you sell the game? How do you make the game more popular? You can play all the games overseas you want, but the only way to make the best way to make the game more popular is to show off the personalities and the skill level of your players.
Before we let you go, what's making news? What are you going to have tomorrow night on Hockey Night?
Well, you know, I honestly think, guys, and they play tomorrow afternoon in New York, but I really do believe that one of the real, real tough places right now in the NHL is in Edmonton. You know, they're 0-2. McDavid has looked great and done spectacular things in both games, and they can't sustain it. I just think the heat is internally in that organization. I was just told this morning it's a really tense place. And I think everybody there is feeling it. And I think that is clearly it's going to be one of the hot areas in the league, and not in a good way. I think everybody there is really feeling the pressure.
I'm not looking to back you into a corner, but hearing kind of the same things being close to it, there's a, like, obviously Todd McClellan is in the, you want to call it the hot seat, the firing line or whatever, but it's closer than it's ever been. Is that fair? in terms of his potential loss of a gig?
I would just say this, Dean. I don't think there's a person in that organization who feels secure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe Gretzky, because, you know, I mean, he's Gretzky, but... Yeah. I don't think there's anybody in that organization who feels secure about what's going on right now. And, so I wouldn't say one guy, I would say it's probably just about everybody.
Gotcha. All right. Good stuff. Have a fine weekend. We'll talk to you in a week, and great stuff on the blog. I love it.
Thanks a lot. You know, I just really great appreciate work. It.
Thanks, Elliot.
Thanks a lot, man. Take care.
You bet. It's Elliot Friedman.
Mm-hmm.